So we'll join our hands, close our eyes. Arush Namukar Mantha and Arjun Chitari Mangal Pat.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Sedharam, Namo Ayayaram, Namo Vichayanam, Namo Lohi Savisavunam. Aso Panch Namukaro, Save Pava Panashino, Mangalayanam Che Savising, Param Paranam Hamai Mangalam.
Chitari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Keli Panato Damo Mangalam. Chitari Lugotama, Arihanta Lugotama, Siddha Lugotama, Sahu Lugotama, Keli Panato Damo Lugotama. Chitari Sharanam Paujami, Arihanta Sharanam Paujami, Siddha Sharanam Paujami, Sadhu Sharanam Paujami, Keli Panato Damo Sharanam Paujami.
Thank you. Excellent. Very good. Okay, so we all have prepared well, right?
Yes.
Okay. All the best to every one of you. Only we have three chapters on the basis of which the test has been prepared. Like last time, we will be calling you one by one. Okay, so at a time, one person will be giving a test and rest of you will be offline. And yes, it's a test, you just have to answer. Okay. Yes, Sachin ji, please. Sachin.
Yeah, so all of you, all the best. The instructions for the exam is... Okay, what we will do is, like last time, as Anubhav ji just said, we will have the oral test for each one of you. So at any point of time, there will be only three persons on the call: myself, Anubhav ji, and the student whose test will be conducted. So rest of them will have to go offline. What we will do is, once the first student's test is over, I will call the next person and ask him to join the conference. Is that clear to all of you?
Yes.
That is.
Okay. So I, just to confirm, Natasha and Arush, your phone number will be 905-471-5874. That's right?
Yes.
Okay. And Jamin, your number will be 732-516-8034.
Yes.
Okay. And Arjun, your number will be 206-484-5234.
Yes, it will be.
Okay, thank you. So, all the best to everyone. Anubhav ji, how do we proceed? Whom do we want to start first with? I have already indicated, that it will take a little extra time today. So, we can pick and choose whomever we want to start with.
Okay. We'll start with the Jamin.
Yeah, that's fine. So can we ask Arjun, Natasha, Arush, Diya, everyone to drop off from the call, please. And we will call the next person. So, you'll get extra time for preparation, but stay near the phone. We'll call you soon once Jamin's test is over.
Okay.
Okay?
Rajinendra.
Rajinendra. Diya, you can go. Then Marlija, stop kar de.
Okay, Jaimin, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so Jimin, one more thing which I forgot to mention when all of them were present is that, Niyati aunty had called up and she has told best of luck to everyone. As you know, Niyati aunty is, the main backbone of our Pathshala sessions. So she has, wished all of you good luck for the exam. Okay, so let me just quickly check. Do we have? Yeah, we have Anubhav ji. We have.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jamin. Okay. Okay, so I think Anubhav ji, we can start now. Jamin, you're there?
Yes.
Yeah, so Anubhav ji, you can start asking the questions and I'll note down the answers and comments, whatever Jamin is making.
Okay, Jamin, all the very best. We'll start. Jamin, we'll start.
Okay.
Okay, so you have no material open in front of your desktop, right?
No.
And any parents helping you?
Jamin,
No, okay, sure. We'll start, okay? No asking from the parents or looking at the material, okay? You just have to answer instantly. Okay. So, first is true or false. You have to answer either true or false, okay? First question. Omniscient means vitragi. True or false?
False.
Okay. It's very simple, okay? Second is, anger is supreme sin. True or false?
Anger is... anger is a passion. So, false.
Okay. Third, Dash Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva comes 3 times in a year. True or false?
True.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth question. Acharya Man Tung has written Bhaktamar Sutra.
True.
Okay. King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi's son is Rishabh Dev.
Wait, can you repeat it?
King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi's son is Rishabh Dev.
False.
Okay. Now you have to answer in one word, okay? The answers are in one or two words, okay? You just have to say those words, okay? True and false is over. Now, first question, okay? What shall we eliminate and what shall we spread? What shall we eliminate and what shall we spread?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's from the poem, I guess. It's what shall we eliminate and what shall we spread? You have to complete, like, if... Yeah, Sachinji, you're saying something?
No, I was not saying anything,
Okay. Jamin?
So, Jamin, did you get the question?
I don't know the answer.
Okay. Second question. Festival of Shrut Panchami, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
The Akshay Triti.
The festival of Shrut Panchami, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
Can you repeat it?
It's about the kind of festivals, the festival of Shrut Panchami, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
Do you mean like event-based or eternal?
Yeah, the kind of festival, correct. So it's which? It's event-based. Okay. Third question. Who is adored in Bhaktamar Stotra?
Adinath Bhagwan.
Okay. The fourth question. The festival on which Adinath Muniraj had first ahar is known as?
Akshay Tritiya.
Okay. Then fifth question. Name the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan.
What? Can you repeat it?
Who was the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan?
Acharya Gandhar.
Yeah, so what was his name? The Gandhar. Yes, you know it. Say.
Can you repeat it like one more time?
Yeah, the question is, name the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan. Who was the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan?
Indra Bhuti Gautam.
Okay. Now what you have to do is you have to answer in as many words as you can, okay? It's a subjective question, okay?
Okay.
We'll start with the first question of this category. In the Devstuti, which is your favorite stanza and why? Which stanza you like most in the poem?
I like the first one the best because it's the easiest to remember.
Okay, so you like it because it's easiest to remember. Okay,
yeah.
So can you just sing it?
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being creature, let our wrong belief get destroyed. Bind all their sons before prayer.
Okay, so you know the meaning of this?
The first line means he's vitragi because he's devoid of attachment. The second line means
Hello?
The second line means Dervagya? And the third line means I forgot the third line.
Okay. So, the first one is a favorite stanza, okay. Next question. What is mithyatva? Okay, so can you explain it with the help of some example or anything?
It's like, that person has a good car, I should steal it.
Yeah, so what is mithyat in this?
It's the wrong belief.
So what is the wrong belief in stealing the car?
It is accumulation, which is one of the passions.
No, but that is That is a different thing. I'm asking you mithyatva. How it is a wrong belief to steal a car?
Because you shouldn't steal a car because it's someone else's?
Yeah, but how come it is a wrong belief? You can take any other example, or you can just in this example as well. You have to. Yeah.
That is someone else's.
But you know that is someone else's, and you know that you're stealing. So there is no wrong belief in that. You have the belief of everything correctly.
What did you just say?
I said, you know that belongs to somebody else and I am stealing it. So your belief is correct over here. You're not thinking like, oh no, it's not his, it's mine. Then it would be a wrong belief. So any other example? What?
He wants it to be his.
So he wants it, that's his desire. I am asking you, what is the wrong belief he has? What is the wrong belief which is making him steal this car? How his belief is wrong?
Because he wants to take something that is someone else's.
Yes,
and he wants
why?
It to be his.
Yes, what is his belief? The mithyatva you said is a wrong belief. So now you have to prove how it is a wrong belief. You can take any other example as well, or we'll move to the next question.
I remember one story that you told about two people and they go to a dry cleaner and they bring suits and then the dry cleaner switches them by accident, and then one guy gets the wrong suit and he doesn't like the suit that he got, and then the other person gets a better suit than his and he wants to keep it, but then the person comes over and he is like, that's my suit, can I have it back? But then he was like, the dry cleaner gave it to me, so it's mine. Mm-hmm. And his belief is wrong because that was not his suit at first when he gave it to the dry cleaner.
Okay. Correct. So how does the story end?
He gives the suit back.
Okay. On looking at what?
What?
What happens that he agrees to give it back?
Oh, the person who didn't like the suit that he got, he showed like a symbol that was in it.
Okay, so he now believes that, yeah, it's not my suit, okay? It's his suit.
Yeah.
Earlier he was not knowing that it's mine. Now he knows. Okay, very good. Now third question, okay? If I top in my exams, school exams, okay? If I secure the first position in my school exams, should I party hard? If yes,
no.
Or if no? No?
No.
Why? What should I do then?
Because then you won't be able to study for your next exam and you won't do bad on that one.
Okay, no, can you answer it in the context of Devstuti? If I top in my school exams, I am, like, should I party hard? If not, then why? What should I do then?
I think it's like the fifth stanza in which you have to stay composed during good times and bad times.
Okay. So in what is the line? What is the line of the poem?
The fifth stanza.
Yeah, what was it? What is it about? You have to stay composed in what scenarios?
What?
Yeah, you have to stay composed when?
When you have bad grades, when you have bad times.
Okay, so it's a good time. In good times as well, we have to stay composed.
Well, then you can't get too happy because then your next time you might do very bad.
Okay, fine, very good. Our next question: how many sins are there?
There is four sins.
Name them.
No, there's five sins. There's four
Okay,
passions and five sins.
name them, five sins.
Violence, theft, falsehood, accumulation, and wrong intentions.
Excellent. Now, next question. How do we celebrate eternal and event-based festivals? How do we celebrate festivals?
How do we celebrate them?
Yeah.
I think that we celebrate the eternal ones for the soul by concentrating on our soul. And you celebrate the event-based ones with Bachala and Swadai.
Okay. No, you just have to tell that how do we celebrate the festivals?
What?
How do we celebrate the festivals?
Which one?
The eternal and event-based festivals.
Like, do you mean the eternal ones, like they were always celebrated, and then the event-based
No,
ones are just birthdays?
that is fine. That is correct. I'm saying, what is the like? How do we like? If I have a festival today, how am I supposed to celebrate it?
You're supposed to concentrate on your soul and yourself.
Okay. Anything else do I need to do?
Pujas.
What else? Okay, fine. Next question. Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
What?
Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
Was
Yes.
it when he got the sugar cane juice?
What? I'm asking
When
you, I'll repeat it again. Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
was it in the court?
I want the answer from you. I'll repeat it again. Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place. You have to name that place, that country or city or whatever.
Mount Kailash.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Name the place where Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place.
Wait, what? Can you repeat it?
Name the place where Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place.
Pavapur.
Okay, next question. You have to name any five dharmas in Dashlakshan Dharma Parva.
What?
You have to name any five dharmas of Dashlakshan Parva.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sound.
Okay, and remember more? Mm-hmm.
I remember all of them.
Oh, very good. Tell me.
Uttam Kshama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Satya, Uttam Shaunch, Uttam Sanyam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Next question. Name any four qualities of Jains.
You mean like what the qualities mean?
Like what do Jains do? Like we did it about Jains, right? Jain people doesn't do that. They do this. Yeah.
They don't drink water unless it's filtered at the night. They don't eat root vegetables. They don't drink alcohol, and they don't eat meat.
Okay. Next question. You have to tell me any two teachings of Tirthankar Mahavir.
What?
Any two teachings of Tirthankar Mahavir.
All souls are equal, and every soul is independent.
Okay. Now there is just one bonus question, and the exam is over. The question is, which festival are we celebrating these days, if you remember?
Can you repeat it?
Yeah. It's like not exam question, not from your portion, but I'm just asking, which festival are we celebrating these days? There is one festival is going on. Okay. It's anyways a bonus question. Thank you so much, Jaimin. You've done well. Okay? Now you can leave for the day.
Jaimin, one more thing. This time the test will be conducted in two parts. One is the oral test that we just completed. And there is another written thing which I will be mailing you the question after this class today, and you have to respond back, update your answers and respond back by Tuesday. Okay, I will be mailing you the question by tonight. Okay, thank you, Jaimin, so much. Now you can
meet at 6:30 in half an hour.
Sorry?
Will I have to? Are you gonna call me again to rejoin later?
No. Today's session is over, so I will then communicate on email, and then let you know when we will have the final class for the results. So today yours is done.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you,
Jai Jinendra. Next, we'll call Natasha and Arush, and we'll complete them, or we'll call Arjun?
Yeah, whatever. I think we'll call Natasha and Arush because Arjun is in west zone. So he is, you know, 3 hours back. So it's just 5 in the evening for him.
Okay. Okay. So we'll call Arush first. We'll call Arush first.
Arush first. Okay. Let me just, you know, call him on the another phone and ask him to join the conference. Hello, is it Arush? Hello, Arush? Arush, this is Sachin. Can you join our conference call now? And can you also ask Natasha not to be there from where you are taking the test? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
No, Arush, you have to dial our conference number, our Pathshala conference number. Yeah, please dial into that number. Okay? The same, our Pathshala number. You have that number, right? 712. Yeah, the same number. Okay? You got it right, Arush? Yeah, just note it down if you don't have in front of you. You are ready? Shall I tell you the number? Yeah, 712-432-0900. And the code is 989693. Followed by a hash, okay? Okay, we'll wait for you on that number. Okay, Jayendra. Anubhavji is dialing in. Just 2 minutes.
Okay. Sachin, it's fine, Anna. It's not very difficult.
No, it's not at all difficult, and it's very nicely framed questions. And basically, it covers all the important things that we covered last year. So that's very nice.
Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra Arush.
Jai Jinendra Arush.
Okay, are you ready, Arush?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Natasha is not around.
Yes, she's not.
And
Arush. Sorry, Anubhavji.
Yes, Sachin.
Yeah, you can first finish. I just wanted to convey something before we start.
Okay. Arush, parents are not around, correct?
Yes, no one
is around. And your study material?
No, my mom is going. She's going.
Okay. And your study material is all off, right? No study material is on the screen.
There's no study material.
Okay. Yes, Sachin ji.
Yeah, Arush, all the best from my end. And as you know, Niyati Aunty, who is the main backbone of our Pathshala sessions, she has wished you best of luck for this exam. So I just wanted to convey that.
Okay.
Yeah, Anubhavji, you can start.
Okay, Arush, we'll start. It's very easy. Okay, so stay cool. We'll start. All the best. Okay. First question is, you have to answer in true or false, okay? Only say true or false, okay? First karma, the question. There are 8 kinds of karma, true or false?
True.
Second, anger is supreme sin, true or false?
False.
Okay. Third question. Dash, Lakshan, Dharm are nothing but the attributes of our soul.
True.
Next question. Raja Shriyans gave first ahar of sugarcane juice to Muniraj Mahavir.
False.
Next. Brahmi and Sundari were the daughters of King Mahavir.
False.
Okay. Now you have to answer in one word, okay?
Okay.
First, what should we should always tread the path of?
Liberation.
Okay. And if I ask you the same question in context to Devstuti, what we should always tread the path of?
Righteousness.
Oh, okay. Next question. Festival of Akshay Tritiya, on which Muniraj Adinath had first ahar, is which kind of festival? You have to tell me the kind of festival. Akshay Tritiya.
Event based.
Okay. Next question. Who was dancing in King Adinath's court when whose death gave him Vairagya?
Nilanjana.
Okay. Name of the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan. What is the name of the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan?
So, Mahavir Bhagwan's name?
No, the name of the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan.
I don't know what a Gandhar is.
It was in our script. Gandhar. Who is in Samavsharan? Who happens in Samavsharan? Cannot recall?
I don't
It's okay. It's Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay, we'll discuss it later. Okay, fine. Next question. Bhaktamar Stotra is written by Acharya?
Acharya, I remember his name.
Yeah, you know.
I can't really find it.
Easily. It's no rush. No rush. Bhaktamar Stotra is written by Acharya.
I can't really.
Okay. If it comes out during the questions, just tell me, okay?
Okay.
Now what you have to do is you have to just answer. These are the subjective questions, okay? Very simple, you just have to answer in your words. Why do we pray to Bhagwan? The first question, why do we pray to Bhagwan?
We pray to Bhagwan?
Why do we... Yes, who?
We pray to Bhagwan because so then...
Arush?
Yes?
Hmm?
Yeah, we can pray to Bhagwan because... I know this one. Let me see.
Yeah, you know it. Easy. Yeah.
We pray to God so then, like, we could become like them. We are telling them that we are gonna leave all our sins, all our kashais, and we're gonna be just like you.
Okay. Just like Okay. So when we do Dev Stuti, is there a special purpose that I am doing Dev Stuti for this? Oh God, I am praying you for this. There's something like this.
Oh, our wrong beliefs get destroyed. We're praying so then our wrong beliefs get destroyed. I said the kashais and sins. That's our wrong belief.
Next question. How many kshayas that is passion are there? Name them and explain it. Jamin? Sorry, Arush? Yeah, you have to name how many kshayas are there? How many kshayas are there? You have to name them.
I have to say the kshayas?
Yeah, kshay.
Okay, krodh kshay, which is anger, man kshay, which is pride, maya kshay, which is fraud, and lobh kshay, which is greed.
Excellent. Next question. You have to tell me any four qualities of Jain people. What are the specialties that Jain people have?
Jains do not eat meat. Jains do not drink alcohol. Jains do not eat honey. And Jains do not eat at night after sunset.
Okay. Next question. If I fail in my school exams, okay, I failed in my school exams, should I cry hard and be upset?
No, just keep trying hard.
Okay. And do what?
Yourself.
Do what? Like, I have failed in my exam.
You shouldn't cry. That means you're
yes,
giving up.
Yes, what should I do? Can you relate it with the Dev Stuti? How should I be? If I should not be crying, what should I be doing?
You should be working more harder for the next exam. You should be working harder and you should say that in next exam I should not have this mark.
Okay. Can you relate it with the Devsuti?
No, but can I come back to that later if it pops up in my mind?
Okay. The next question. Which is your favorite stanza of Devsuti and why? Which paragraph you like most of the poem?
I like the 7th stanza. No, I like the 9th stanza. I like the 9th stanza because it's quite challenging to me, and I like challenge stuff that makes me think. Like, the 9th stanza is the most challenging for me. That's why I like it. I like challenge stuff.
Hello, Anubhavji. Arush, just wait for a minute, okay? I think we have lost Anubhavji.
Okay.
Hello,
Arush. Yeah, Arush.
Yes.
Hello. Okay. Sorry. I got dropped out. Okay. The next question was, which is your favorite stanza of Devstuti and why?
The 5th.
हेलो ये आवेश कैन यू सिंग इट फॉर मी
हैव टू सिंग द फिफ्थ स्टैंजा
सिंग इट या द योर फेवरेट व्हिच एवर योर फेवरेट बुक्स या
आई कैन सिंग इट मे वी एलिमिनेट बैड प्रैक्टिसेस एंड स्प्रेड द प्लीजिंग डीड्स मे वी वे आई नो May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Why do you like this? You, it's your favorite stanza, right?
No, my favorite stanza is the ninth one.
Okay, which one it is? Tell me.
I'll sing the ninth one.
Yeah, sing it.
Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. And I like this stanza because it was the most challenging stanza in the whole Dev Stuti for me. And I like challenge stuff.
Oh, okay.
So when I memorize the challenge stuff, it makes me think, I have a willpower. That's why I liked this one.
Okay, fine. Very good. Our next question. How do we celebrate eternal and event-based festivals? How do we celebrate festivals?
We celebrate a festival when something important has happened that day, years and years of
Okay, I'm asking you, how do we celebrate? What do we do on festivals?
Have special occasions, show the life cycle of them, or, I don't know, have...
What should we do on the... like if the Lakshan Parva is going on, so what should I celebrate? How should I celebrate it?
Can you please repeat your question, Anubhavji?
It means how do we celebrate eternal and event-based festivals? What do we do on these festivals?
Event-based. Festivals are celebrated at a particular period of time, and eternal festivals are celebrated always.
Mm-hmm. So my question is, how do we celebrate it? How?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
Arush,
what do we do?
So Arush, what Anubhavji is asking is, like all these festivals are there, right? Like Mahavir Jayanti, Dasalakshan Parva festival. So what do you do on those days? Like you recently had, Silanyas festival, right? For one of the temples in Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, so these are all basically, festivals, right? Like Mahavir Jayanti, Dasalakshan Parva. Yeah, so what do you do on these festivals? How do you celebrate these festivals? On that day, what do you do?
Are you talking about, like, just have fun, have special occasions? Are you talking about that stuff?
No, so basically, let's say tomorrow is Mahavir Jayanti.
Yes.
Okay? So what do you do tomorrow? How do you celebrate Mahavir Jayanti, let's say?
Oh, how do you celebrate it? I get it.
Like, what do you do on these days of festivals?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, it's okay, it's okay. We'll move to the next question, and then in the last we'll see what have we not answered. Next question. You have to name any five dharmas in the Dashlakshan Dharma Mahaparva.
I couldn't really hear your voice clearly.
You have 10 dharmas.
Can you please repeat your question?
Okay. Is it correct? Yeah, it's perfectly okay. My question is, you have to name any five dharmas out of 10 Dashlakshan dharmas. We have 10 dharmas, right? So you have to name any five.
I have to name five?
Yeah, dharmas of Dashlakshan Parva. Hello?
Uttam Shama. Uttam
Very good.
Marga, Uttam
mm-hmm.
Arga. Uttam mm-hmm. Shod. Uttam Satya.
Okay, you remember all the 10?
Yeah, I remember all of them without looking. I can. Uttam
okay.
Shama. Uttam Marga. Uttam Arga. Uttam Shod, Uttam Satya, Uttam Sanyam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Next question. Name the place where Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
Mount Kailash.
Okay. Name the place where Jamma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place.
Pavapur.
I'll repeat it again. Name the place where Jamma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place.
The Kalyanak?
Jamma Kalyanak.
Kundalpur.
Okay. Next, you have to tell me any two preachings of Tirthankar Mahavir. Any two.
What preaching?
Of Tirthankar Mahavir. The teachings of Tirthankar Mahavir. The skit we did, it had different teachings of Tirthankar Mahavir. You have to tell me. Any two.
Two of his names?
What did Mahavir teach? What?
Veer and Ati Veer.
What, Arush?
Arush, Anubhavji is not asking the names of Mahavir Bhagwan.
Yeah, those are the names of Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay. You have to tell. Hello, Arush?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
Arush, I am asking you any two teachings of Tirthankar Mahavir. What did he teach us? His teachings.
Oh, he destroyed the cycle of life and death.
Correct. So what did he teach us in his Dipudhani? What did he tell us?
Apparently, I don't know that.
It's okay, it's okay. So I'll, that was the last question. I'll again repeat the questions you have not answered, okay? Bhaktamar Sutra is written by Acharya?
Is written?
By Acharya?
By Acharya,
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can name him Acharya.
Okay.
Manatong. Acharya Manatong.
Okay. The next is, which you didn't answer, is this. How do we celebrate the festivals? Which is fine. Okay, so now there is one bonus question for you.
Anubhavji,
okay, the bonus question.
Anubhavji, one more question which Arush...
Yes, Sachinji.
One more question was Gandhar... Arush, do you remember now?
Yes, Gandhar of Madhi Bhagwan.
His name?
Yeah,
the name of the Gandhar of Madhi Bhagwan.
So, Mahavir Bhagwan's other name?
No. The name of the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan.
The Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan was...
Yes.
Gandhar, what's a Gandhar again? What's a Gandhar again? Because I don't know what a Gandhar
somebody who explains everything in Samavsharan.
Samavsharan?
He explains everything, like Bhagwan gets different. Yeah, in Samavsharan, he remains with Bhagwan. It's okay, Arush, it's okay, you have done pretty well, okay? There is one bonus question you get marks for, okay? I am asking you this last question. Which festival are we celebrating these days? You have to name the festival.
Diwali?
We did it at present, today is that festival as well. Which festival are we celebrating these days?
What do you mean? Like what do you mean by what festivals are we celebrating today?
There is a festival which is going on that I told you in the last class. So if you remember which festival is going on, this question, that's it.
Diwali? No. It's not Diwali.
Okay, it's okay.
Mahavir Jayanti.
okay, Arush, you have done very well. Okay, now your exam is over. You have done very well. Okay, so you have to just ask Natasha to come and you have to go out of the room.
Arush, one more thing before you leave. We will be sending you another question paper, a written test which you have to write, and you have to respond back by Tuesday.
Okay,
I will be sending the question paper later in the night. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll thank call you. Her. Yeah, call Maybe. Natasha.
Hello?
Jai Jinendra, Natasha.
Okay,
yeah,
Natasha, all prepared?
Yes.
Okay, Sachinji, please.
Yeah, Natasha, all the best for the exam. And one more thing which I wanted to convey was Niyati Aunty has... wished you all the best for the exams. So just wanted to convey that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Anubhavji.
Okay, Natasha, we'll start. Okay, it's very simple. You just, after this, there will be a written test on one essay you have to write, which will be mailed to you by tonight. And then you have to reply on it by Tuesday. Okay, so it's the main exam that we're having now. We're starting now. Okay, all the best. First question, you have to answer in true or false. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, first. Omniscient means Vritragi. True or false?
False.
Hello? no, no, I'm asking. Yeah, the question is, omniscient means vitragi. You have to answer in true or false. I couldn't listen to your last answer, so I just wanted to confirm.
Okay. False.
Okay. Next is, anger is supreme sin. True or false? Next, Dashlakshan Dharma Parva comes 3 times in a year.
True.
Acharya Manatung has written Bhaktamar Stutra.
True.
King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi's son is Rishabhdev.
True.
Okay, now you have to answer in one word, okay?
In one word.
Yeah. What shall we eliminate and what shall we spread?
Sorry, I can't hear. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. The question is, what shall we eliminate and what shall we spread?
May we eliminate bad practices and spread good seeds.
Okay, next question. Festival of Shrit Panchmi, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Festival of Shrit Panchmi, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
It is event based.
Okay, next. Who is adored in Bhaktamar Sutra?
Adinath Bhagwan.
The festival on which Adinath Muniraj had first ahar is known as?
Akshay Tritya Festival.
Name of the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan?
Gautam Gandhar.
Okay. Now you can answer, in the words you want, subjective questions. First question. Which is your favorite stanza of Dev Stuti?
I like the stanza, in rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we say composed, may we always tread the path of righteousness concentrating on our soul.
Okay, why do you like this?
Because it especially talks about karma, and I think that karma is a very central point to everything that we have learned so far in Jain Dharam, and because it shows us that it shows us the transition nature of the world, and it shows us that everything that we do is because of fruition of karma. If we do something good, then something good will happen. And then it also shows us that it doesn't matter if something good happens or bad happens. We should just concentrate on, following the path of liberation.
Okay, excellent. Next question. What is Mithyatva? You have to explain it with an example. Yeah.
Mithyatva is known as wrong belief.
Very good. Yeah. So how do you prove it to me? Any example, any. It can be shown.
Okay, wrong belief, for example, I think you told us this in a story. Let's just say that there are two sweaters. There's one that I have and there's one that you have. Someone steals mine and I see you wearing my sweater, and then I think that your sweater is my sweater. But when we check it, I mean, there's the wrong belief that your sweater was my sweater because they look the same.
Okay. So thinking somebody else's thing is yours is the wrong belief because it's not yours, but you're thinking it as yours. Correct. Next question. If I secured a top position in my school exams. Shall I party hard?
Sorry, can you repeat
I have
that?
Topped my school exams. Should I party hard?
Oh, if you have topped your exam.
If I secure the top position in my school examination, I've topped the school examination. Yeah, so should party hard?
No.
Yes or no? Why?
No. No,
what should I do then?
This is like the stanza in Devstuti. So basically this would be in rich joy. So because you came first, it's a joy. But you should remember that this is all because of karma. So you should always just stay composed.
Okay, excellent. Okay, stay composed. We have to do. Very good. Next is, how many sins are there? Name
there
them.
There are five. Five sins.
Which ones?
There is hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, and parigrah.
Excellent. Very good. Next, how do we celebrate eternal and event-based festivals? How? You have to tell me how do we celebrate, how?
So eternal festivals are festivals that are celebrated always. So we celebrate them based on, like an example of eternal festival is Das Lakshan Parv, and
yeah.
We celebrate like not always on the same day. So the day that we celebrate them will always change from year to year.
Well, you're saying when do we celebrate? I'm asking how? What do we do on these days?
Like eternal festivals like Das Lakshan Mahaparva, you would usually go to the mandir and then for Das Lakshan Mahaparva, there's the 10 dharmas that are associated with the days. So you would follow those. And event-based festivals are celebrated in a particular time, like Akshaya Tritiya festival or Mahavir Jayanti, and you celebrate those just for the day. So for example, on Diwali, you would light diyas and go to the mandir and just pray for the Bhagwan.
Okay, so basically if we divide the activities, what do we do? What do we do? Like we go to the temple, anything else do we do on these days? Like the party or something.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Generally on these days you have to follow like the Jain principles, meaning that you should always drink like pure water, no honey, don't eat at night on these, especially during these festivals.
Oh, in the rest of the times it's allowed.
No, you should never do these things.
Okay, so what special do we do these things? What is special in these days? What do we do?
The special pujas that we do. For example, Mahavir Jayanti celebrates the birthday of Mahavir Bhagwan. So for that puja on that day, you would specially do a puja for Mahavir Bhagwan.
Okay, other than puja, something else?
You would also do aarti.
Okay, what else? Okay, fine. Next question. Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
Of which Adinath? Bhagwan?
Yeah, Adinath. Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath. Where did it happen?
Adinath Bhagwan. Oh, Ayodhya.
Okay. Name the place where Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place.
Pavapur.
Name any five dharmas out of such lakshan dharmas.
In Hindi and English, or just one?
Just in Hindi, if you remember.
Okay, Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Shoch, Uttam Satya.
Then, further, if you remember all, you can tell me.
Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Excellent. Name any four qualities of Jains.
Okay, so the first quality is that Jains don't eat meat. They should not. The second one is they should always drink purified water, which means, And the third quality is they don't eat at night. And fourth quality, that they don't eat any underground vegetables because they have a lot of jiva in them.
Okay, last question. You have to tell me any two preachings of Tirthankar Mahavir. Any two teachings.
Of Tirthankar Mahavir.
Yeah, what did he teach us? It was in the script of the play.
I think one of the things that he taught us was that because he broke out of the cycle of life and death. He broke out of the cycle of life and death. He destroyed it. So he teaches us that life and death is something, it's transition nature in the world. It's something that always happens.
What else?
I think another thing that he told us was that, I think it was kind of on the topic of life and death and the soul. So basically that, like, our souls are like ourselves. So my soul doesn't need anyone else. It's independent of it, like.
Okay. One bonus question and we are done. Which festival are we celebrating these days?
These days?
Yeah, there is one festival going on, which we talked about in the last class. Which is it? You have to name the festival.
I think that the festival that we will start in August that we're going to would be the month of Bhado. So that would lead into the Das Lakshan. 10 days.
Okay. Well, at present, today, even today, we have that festival. So which one it is?
Today? Is it Chaturdashi?
Okay. Plus one more, which is like, which goes for many days. It's okay. I'll tell you later. Chaturdashi was there today, but I don't know about like Americas, but in India it was like yesterday, means on 21st Chaturdashi. Okay. Chalo. Okay. Thank you so much. You've done so well. Okay, Natasha.
Okay. Are we done or are like?
We are done. You have to now. You can leave. We'll be mailing you that return file. You have to just answer it and you have to mail it by Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Well
thanks,
done.
Natasha.
Thank you. Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Okay. Sachinji. Sachinji.
Anubhavji.
Hello, Sachinji. She was trying to sleep now.
Sorry, Anubhavji.
We should take Diya's first, right? She must be feeling sleepy.
I think so. One second. Yeah, I'll call Diya, then we'll finish her then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. तेजल दिया ने मोकल दो या अनुभव जी दिया इसे
ओके दिया ऑल द बेस्ट फ्रॉम माय साइड एंड फ्रॉम नियति आंटी एज वेल ओके वील स्टार्ट दिया आर यू रेडी ओके आर यू स्लीपी और व्हाट
आर यू फीलिंग स्लीपी अनुभव जी यू कम दिस टाइप
नो ओके Okay. So your parents will be helping you. You have to just listen to me and answer me, okay? Okay, we'll start. Okay, Dia?
Okay.
Okay, first you have to answer in true and false, okay? Only just say true or false. The first question. Omniscient means vitragi. True or false? Okay. Anger is supreme sin. True or false?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah. Anger is supreme sin. True or false?
False.
Dash Lakshan Dharma Mahaparva comes three times in a year. True or false? Acharya Manitunga has written Bhaktamar Stotra. True or false?
True.
King Nabiraya and Queen Maru Devi's son is Rishabhdev. True or false?
True.
Okay. Now you have to answer in one word, okay? Only in one word. What shall we eliminate and what shall we spread?
Bad practices.
Okay, and what shall we spread?
Good pleasing deeds.
Okay, next question. Festival of Shrut Panchami, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, the question is, Festival of Shrut Panchami, on which first scripture was written, is which festival? Is which kind of festival? There are kinds of festival, right?
Event-based festival.
Okay. Next. Who is adored in Bhaktamar Stotra? Who do we adore in Bhaktamar Stotra? Do we adore in Bhaktamar Stotra? Bhagwan, do we adore in Bhaktamar Stotra? Which is written by Acharya Manitunga. Okay, we'll keep it for the next, okay? Next round I'll be asking you, okay? We'll move to the next question. You can answer it in the last. The festival on which Adinath Muniraj had first Ahar is known as? Hello, Diya, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, the question is, The festival on which Adinath Miraj had first ahar is known as
Sugarcane.
What is the name of that festival in which he had the ahar of sugarcane juice?
You know it.
Very good. You know everything.
Akshay Tritiya Festival.
Okay. Your mom helped you a lot?
No.
Hello? Okay. Next question. What is the name of Ganadhar of Mahavir Bhagwan? Diya, name of the Ganadhar of Mahavir Bhagwan.
Gautam Gandhar.
As in what I asked. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, next question. Okay, now these are the subjective questions you have to answer. Okay, the first question. Which is your favorite stanza of Dev Sutti? Which stanza do you like most?
The first.
Okay, why?
Easy to explain.
Okay, can you explain me the first stanza?
Oh God, the word of attachment means damn. Oh God, who is with the ragi? Omission ever been preacher is oh wait. Omniscient is Sarvagya, our well-being, and then our well-being preacher is Hitopdeshi, and that means that we're telling that who the God that is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopdeshi, that they're telling that we should like. Let the wrong beliefs get destroyed. And by making the wrong beliefs get destroyed.
Very good.
Is by knowledge and fulfilled prayer, and that means like
Very good.
The wrong belief is not that's mithyatva.
Yeah, correct. Mithyatva. Okay. Very good. Well done, Diya. Okay, now the next question is, what is mithyatva?
Mithyatva is the wrong belief.
Any example you take, anything.
Mithyatva is wrong belief.
So any example of mithyatva?
That is that.
Any example, where are we doing mithyatva? Anything you can say.
Like, I like dosa a lot. And then, like, I'm doing rag on it, that's, like, wrong beliefs that... means like
Okay. Any story that we did, anything you remember on Mithyatva? You're doing well, Dia. You know everything. You have to just tell me, are we doing Mithyatva or not? Hello? Okay. We'll keep it for the last, okay? We'll move forward. Next question. If I top in my school exams, if I secure a top position in my school exams, okay, should I party hard, very hard?
Can you please repeat what you said?
Yeah, the question is, it's a very simple question. If I top in my school exams, should I party hard? Okay, so what should I do then? I have topped in my exams. You're right. We should not party hard. Why?
Because you do one of the kashayas?
Okay, I do one of the kashayas. What in context of Dev Stuti? Is there something Dev Stuti says that in such situation, how do we remain?
In the joys and gloomy sorrows, we should, as mountains, we should stay composed.
Okay, so it's a rejoice situation or gloomy sorrow situation to top a school exam?
The joys.
Okay. So we should stay composed. We should not be too much happy. Very good. Next question. How many sins are there?
Five.
Okay. What are those five? Name. Names of five sins. Tell me. English, Hindi, both will do. You're going very well, Dia. Say.
Hinsa, Sushil, and Polygraha.
Excellent. Now, next question. Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place. Very good. Adinath Bhagwan's Janma Kalyanak. Where did it happen? The place. Where?
Ayodhya.
Okay. Next question. How do we celebrate eternal and event-based festivals? What do we do on these festival days?
We do puja and we go to temple.
Yes. What else? Puja and? Very good, you're correct.
We pray to God,
we do puja. Anything else do we do? Okay, next question. Name, very well done, it was fine. Our next question is, name the place where Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place. Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place in which place?
Babapur.
Okay. Excellent. The next question. You have to name any five dharmas out of Dashlakshana Dhan Parva.
Could you please repeat what you said?
You have to name any five dharmas of Dashlakshana Dhan Parva.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mada, Uttam Aja, Uttam Satya, Uttam Soch.
There are reflections in the Parva. We study them for 10 days. Okay, continue, Kadu. Name 10.
Okay.
Uttam Soch.
Uttam Soch, Uttam. Wait, let me start again.
Yes, please. Very good.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mara, Uttam Aja, Uttam Satya, Uttam Soch, Uttam Sayam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchan, Uttam Brahmacharya.
Excellent, very good. You have to name any four qualities of Jains, specialties of Jains. Any four.
We should not eat honey.
Very good.
We should go to temple.
Excellent.
We should not eat meat.
Yes. One more.
We should do dharam.
Yeah, but one more. We should not eat meat. We should not.
We should not eat in the night.
Very good, very good. Okay. Next is, you have to tell me any two teachings of Tirthankar Mahavir.
Can you please repeat what you said?
You have to tell me any two preachings of Tirthankar Mahavir, whatever he told us, he taught us. Any two teachings.
All the souls are equal.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And
very good, very good.
And souls are
your tech. Okay. Well done. Next is bonus question. You have to. Which festival are we celebrating these days? If you remember, which festival is going on these days?
Astanika.
Oh, excellent! You are the first student to answer that. Astanika Mahaparva. You know what happens in this parva?
We do puja daily morning 6:30.
Yeah. You know what happens? What I guess we're exceeding the time. Okay, I'll ask you the questions you have not answered yet. Okay. Who is adored in Bhaktamara Sutra? Which Bhagwan we adore in Bhaktamara Sutra? It was in the skit. The skit started. You were the small sister. Your Natasha was doing Bhaktamara Sutra. Yeah. It's okay. Very well done. Our next question was, you have to give an example. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. You were giving me an example of Mithyatva. Any one example? Like we did one story as well on Mithyatva. Anything, anything you say. It's very simple. We also did it in last year's... Yeah, what?
Like when you think that body is mine.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay, okay, okay. That is fine. Only thinking that body is me. I am soul, but I'm thinking body is me. That's what I was looking for. Excellent. And
the question that you asked me before, the answer is Rishabh Dev.
What is the answer?
Rishabh Dev.
Okay, Rishabh Dev. Are you sure? Your mother told you or what?
No.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Your exam is over. Okay?
And we will mail you a question.
You can go and sleep. You have done pretty well, okay?
In 2 days.
You have one more test to do. Jai Jinendra. Thank you, Diya. Well done. Chalo. Bye. Okay. It's probably Arjun must be waiting now.
yeah, I'll call Arjun now.
Okay.
Hello, Arjun?
Yes.
Yeah, Arjun, this is Sachin. Can you join the conference number now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Jai Jinendra, this is Arjun.
Jai Jinendra, Arjun. Sorry, revise, you got time so much to revise, right? What were you doing?
Yeah, there was a lot. I revised.
Okay. Sachinji has to tell you something.
Yeah, Arjun, all the best. Second thing is, Niyati auntie has wished you all the best for the exam.
Okay.
So wanted to convey that. Yeah.
Okay.
And one more thing, Arjun, is that this exam we are taking in two parts. So first the oral exam will be happening now, and there will be a written thing which we will mail you the question after the today's session, and you need to respond back by Tuesday.
By Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only one question in that written exam, so don't worry, okay? So now we'll start, okay, Arjun? All the very best. It's very simple, so just, remain confident and cool, okay?
Okay,
I'll start. The first five questions are true and false. You have to only answer true or false, okay? First, omniscient means vidragi, true or false? Omniscient means vitragi. True or false?
True.
Arjun, are you there?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
True. Anger is supreme sin. What? Next question is, anger is supreme sin. True or false?
False.
Okay. Next. Dash Lakshan Dharma Mahapurva comes 3 times in a year.
True.
Okay. आचार्य मानतुंग हैज रिटन भक्तामर स्तोत्र
Yes, true.
King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi's son is Rishabhdev.
Could you repeat the question?
King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi's son is Rishabhdev.
True.
Okay, now you have to answer in one word, okay?
Okay.
The question first. The festival of Shrut Panchmi, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Okay, I just wanted to confirm. Your study material is all closed and no parents of yours is helping you? Correct?
That is true.
Okay. The question is, festival of Shrut Panchmi, on which first scripture was written, is which kind of festival?
Event-based.
Okay. Next. What shall we eliminate and what shall we spread?
We should eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds.
Excellent. Who is adored in Bhaktamar Stotra?
Bhaktamar Stotra is a devotional poem to Bhagwan Adinath, written by Acharya Mantung.
Oh, awesome. Next question. The festival on which Adinath Muniraj had first Ahar is known as?
Akshay Tritya.
Oh, very well. You surely got so much time to learn. The Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan is known as?
Could you please name
of the Gandhar of Mahavir Bhagwan?
Indraguti Gautam.
Okay. Now these are the subjective questions, okay? So you have to be elaborative. Okay. The first question. Which is your favorite stanza of Dev Stuti? Which part of the poem you like most?
In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we stay composed. That was my favorite stanza.
Complete it.
May we tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul.
Excellent. So why do you like it?
It gives a perspective to life. You know, it tells that even when things are going really well for you or they're going really bad for you, if you concentrate on your soul, then you can stay composed and you
excellent.
forget about the happiness or the sorrows.
Excellent, excellent. The next question. What is mithyatva?
Wrong belief.
Yeah, so can you explain it with an example?
An example of wrong belief would be believing that I am body.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Next question. Yeah, you're not body, but?
I was just going to say, the example was that if I thought I was body, whereas I was the soul, and I would know that I am not the body, because I have the knowledge attribute, and I know that by knowing. But
excellent.
Body doesn't.
Well done. Okay. Next. How many sins are there? You have to name them.
Five sins? What are the five sins?
Name?
Oh, name. Violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, and accumulation.
Excellent. Next question is, if I top in my school exams, I secure the most, the topest position in my school exams, should I party hard?
If you got the highest in your exams, you should not party. You should stay composed and follow the path of righteousness, concentrating on your soul.
Oh, excellent. So it's what? It's an event of gloomy sorrows to top the school exam?
What was that?
What is to topping the school exam is which event? It's a gloomy sorrows or it's what?
It's a rich joy.
Yeah, okay, well done. Next question. How do we celebrate eternal and event-based festivals? How do we celebrate festivals?
Eternal festivals and event-based, we celebrate by doing pujas, going to temple, praying, and concentrating on our soul.
Okay, well done. Next question. Name the place where Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
What was the question again?
The place where the Janma Kalyanak of Tirthankar Adinath took place.
It was Ayodhya.
Okay. Name the place where Moksha Kalyanak of Tirthankar Mahavir took place.
The Moksha of Mahavir Bhagwan was Pawapur.
Okay. You remember all the 10 Lakshman Dharmas?
Yes.
Please name them.
Uttam Shama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Seyanch, Uttam Satyam, Uttam Sanyam, Uttam Tap, Uttam Tyag, Uttam Akinchanya, and Uttam Brahmacharya.
Awesome, excellent. Everybody, like each and every kid, remembers these 10 names. I'm so happy. Next question. Name any 4 qualities of Jains.
One quality is Jains only drink purified water. Jains do not eat at night. Jains do not eat honey. And they do not drink alcohol.
Okay, well done. Any 2 preachings of Tirthankar Mahavir?
One is know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed in thyself, and you attain godhood. Another one would be all souls are equal, none superior or inferior.
Very good, Arjun. Very good. Now there is one last bonus question and we are done. It's not from the syllabus. Which festival are we celebrating these days?
I believe one would be Ashtanika Mar Parva.
Oh, okay. So it's what? Eternal or what?
It is an eternal based festival.
Okay. Do you know anything about this festival?
Unfortunately, I do not. But I remember it from the slide from Festivals and Eternal Based.
Okay, so it's going on. Today is the last day of this festival. Okay, the 8th day. It goes for 8 days. Well done, Arjun. Really, 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 very well done. Okay. Thank you so much. You will get the written file like for the written examination by the evening, the night. Okay. Just do it. It's very simple. You have to write in your own words a few questions. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Aji.
Thank you.
And Sachinji.
Jai Chinendra.
Chinendra, have a very good morning.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, Sachinji.
Yeah, Anubhavji.
Yeah, it was like good.
Yeah, it was good. All the kids
did well,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did well. Okay, fine. So, abhi hum next results ka तो नेक्स्ट संडे और क्या ऐसे बीच में रखेंगे
पहले तो वो लाइक ये रिटर्न क्वेश्चन भेज देता हूँ मैं आज प्रोबेबली ट्यूसडे तक सबका आ जाएगा रिस्पांस तो मैं सर आपको मेल कर देता हूँ एंड यू नो देन वी कैन आई थिंक हैव रिजल्ट सेशन कैसे करेंगे Because we have to keep one session of that jo graduation ceremony hota hai.
Uske
liye ek session rakhenge jisme we calculate the marks for the whole year, right? We had couple of assignment and test for which we have noted down. Plus we have to give some weightage for the attendance too. To wo maine sab note karke rakha hai. तो मैं क्या करूंगा मैं वो सब अपडेट करके आपको भेज देता हूँ एंड आई विल ऑल्सो सेंड दिस क्वेश्चन वॉट एवर आई हैव नोटेड डाउन ईच एंड एवरी आंसर ऑफ व्हाट ऑल द किड्स हैज डन तो अकॉर्डिंगली वी कैन यू नो ऐड द मार्क्स एंड यू नो कम आउट विद द फाइनल यू नो जो यूएस के स्कोर के हिसाब से हम लोग वो सर्टिफिकेट जो बनाते हैं ना उसके हिसाब से बनाएंगे फिर एवरेज यहाँ का जो फाइव रेटिंग्स पे स्कोर होता है ना उसके हिसाब से वी विल डू इट बट आई वाज जस्ट थिंकिंग के शुड वी कीप वन सेपरेट सेशन फॉर फीडबैक टू किड्स और डू वी जस्ट कीप वन फाइनल यू नो सेशन ग्रेजुएशन सेशन वेयर वी कैन अनाउंस द रिजल्ट एंड यू नो ऑब्वियसली ऑल द पेरेंट्स विल ऑल्सो बी देयर तो क्या करेंगे
बट वो फिर एक और एडिशनल सेशन हो जाएगा तो वैसे ही छुट्टियां उनकी चल रही हैं
हाँ तो फिर मैं क्या बोल मैं तो फिर हम यू नो मैं सब पेरेंट्स और स्टूडेंट से पूछ लेता हूँ कि यू नो व्हेन कैन वी कीप द यू नो फाइनल ग्रेजुएशन सेरेमनी एंड वेयर वी कैन यू नो अनाउंस द रिजल्ट एंड गिव द स्कोर्स एंड देन लेटर सर्टिफिकेट्स एंड ऑल कैन बी ईमेल्ड लेटर दैट्स नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम
ओके
तो ये देख लेते अभी दो अभी मैं यू नो अभी ये क्वेश्चन पेपर आ जाएगा इनका तो उसके हिसाब से वो फाइनल शीट भी बनाकर आपको भेज देता हूँ एंड अकॉर्डिंगली यू कैन यू नो वंस यू पुट द मार्क्स फॉर ईच वन ऑफ देम यू कैन जस्ट ऐड द मार्क्स देयर अनुभव जी
ओके ठीक है परफेक्ट हेलो
हाँ हाँ बोलिए
ठीक है ओके तो अभी अभी के लिए तो देन अभी ट्यूसडे तक का करते हैं